I'm not accepting applications right now.
But. No, but they will be on hold for 6 to 8 months. And then feel free to apply again. No, just kidding.
We'll call you. Don't try to call us.
Yes. Please don't check on the status of your application.
Hello.
Don't do that.
We don't like that.
No. Jobs don't like that. So.
Really? That's how I got hired.
Really?
Yeah. I called and they were so impressed.
They're like,
oh my God, no one's ever done that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
But my job is what it is. So
that's when I was in retail.
That's saying something.
Right. Yeah. No one's ever done that. No, when I was in retail, like, people would call, like, hi, I'm checking in the status. You are calling me in a 5 o'clock rush on Friday night. I am not checking for your
application. Well, I guess I can see that I was on retail then.
Yeah.
But, like, for an office job, human resources was very impressed by that phone call.
Hello.
Oh my God.
Are you trying to follow up?
Let's put it this way. I interviewed on Tuesday. I called back on Thursday or Friday. And I was just like, I just want to know if you guys are still considering me or whatever. And I'm still interested. And she was like, hang on 1 second. And she came back to the phone. She was like, yeah, we're going to hire you. Nobody ever calls back.
Oh.
I was just like, oh,
that's good.
That's good. And that's also bad. That should have told me.
Red flags
run. I clearly didn't learn anything from that book.
Clearly not.
That's fine. Hi guys. What's up? Our 20-minute intro.
Yeah. That was only up to
I know. Let me live.
Okay.
Let me exaggerate.
Welcome. We missed y'all.
Yeah. We've been missing you guys a lot. Like hardcore. But y'all have still been listening to us, so
yeah.
Thank you.
We are now at almost 5,500 listens, downloads.
I love it.
So that's
we appreciate
cool.
that.
We do.
So we do have some stuff that we're going to talk about towards the end of the episode.
Right. So
we're going to make you hang in there, or you can just fast forward if you don't want to listen. But
don't do that.
Why are you listening if you don't want to listen?
Right. Don't do that. You know we your girl. Okay. You love to hear us. Y'all look forward to our episodes coming out. We know.
Yeah.
We know. Here. We know.
We're still here.
So, what's been going on with you, Voodoo?
Oof. Well, I have some pretty big news. Some changes are coming soon. I'm going to be moving to Texas at the end of September. Since he's not excited.
So, I am very excited for you, but I'm not excited for me.
I know.
Because I am losing my friend.
Oh.
And I just...
You're not losing me. But I'm just going to... I get it. Like, I feel the same way. It's very bittersweet. I'm born and raised in California. Lived here my whole life. Never gone anywhere and done nothing else, but...
But she's going to get out of here.
I'm going to get out of here.
She's going to get out of here. She's going to go live a country girl's life.
Yeah. I'm going to come back with an accent.
Howdy, y'all. How do y'all do?
I got hot sauce in my bag, swag.
Bring me some barbecue from Texas.
Whatever you
Texas
want.
Barbecue is superior
you know
to
what?
LA barbecue.
As many times as I've been out there, we've never gone to your barbecue. Shit.
Like, our tacos are superior to their tacos, so
oh,
be ready
yeah.
for that. But
yeah.
their barbecue is superior. And I love me some barbecue.
Adam
I know
has not been able to find a good Mexican spot yet, and he's been there for years.
I wonder why.
Because it's not as good.
I know.
Like, it's not like out here where, like, you can, 10 minutes to go get
That's
some
true.
Good tacos.
You could actually drive into Mexico from Texas, though.
You could. If we really wanted to. Like, we totally could. But
no, that's serious.
Yeah. Not for no tacos. I'll just come back. I'd rather just take a flight back to L.A. It's a 3-hour flight.
That's true.
Right now, it's $100 round trip.
Oh, yeah. This is, but, I'm surprised they didn't pay you $100. Thank you so much for flying with
Thank
us.
Thank you.
Here's $100.
And it was fine. Like, everything was, like, because I recently, like, went there during all the COVID shit, but Y'all, it had been so long since I seen my boyfriend. Like, I had to take the risk and make the trip. And as far as, like, flying and, like, all the sanitation and stuff, it was okay. Like, it was fine. Like, they took...
Who did you fly with?
Southwest.
Oh, okay.
So they didn't sell the middle seat. Okay. I cleaned everything that I sat on. I only sat next to people... I mean, they enforced, like, the mask rule or whatever.
Okay, that's good.
So I only sat next to people who looked like they were with it. Like, the girl... I saw one girl, like, she was cleaning her seat, and I was like, I'm sitting in your row.
Can I be your new partner?
We're going to be buddies. Right. You understand the way I feel right now.
That's one thing. I'm so afraid because all that recycled air. And, you know, there's actually an airline. There was an airline that wasn't requiring masks.
Oh.
I don't know who it was. It was probably one of those bougie ones. But or maybe it was Spirit.
Or they can... Probably Spirit.
Exactly, Spirit. If anybody out there works at Spirit, I'm sorry. But y'all know
where you work. You know where you work. Yeah. You work there every single day. You know
I always tell people, if you fly Spirit, make sure you bring your own chair and your own seatbelt, because they will not provide you with neither.
Oh, good luck. You want something to drink? Oh, that's too bad. You better swallow your spit till we get there.
Swallow your spit.
Good luck.
Don't forget to hold your bags in your lap.
Bathroom? No, we don't even have one on the flight.
Here's the bathroom.
Where do y'all go? No, we don't go anywhere. We hold it too.
We provide complimentary depends.
Oh my god. Depend. Could you imagine somebody just starts taking a shit next to you on a plane? Oh my god.
Like a baby. You know how they'd be like,
just a fucking adult though, just releasing.
I know what I'm saying. They would look like a baby.
Ugh. That's horrible.
I don't know what an airplane is, but...
Airplane. Oh, are you looking it up? An airplane. Airplane. I'm going to get on the airplane today. Not today. I meant today.
Today.
Today. I'm going to get on the airplane.
That's her accent.
Today.
Oh, now it's everybody, but one was... Now that, yeah, there was one that wasn't, and I was like, I'm never taking that plane ever.
Yeah, good.
But all now they're all requiring it, thank God. So.
Good. Yeah. I heard, I flew Southwest because I'm cheap and it's a 3-hour flight.
Spirit. So.
But I heard they weren't as strict on the rules at first, but the flights I was on, they were like, you must wear a mask.
I feel like that's also because they're flying from like LA or California.
No, even the one from Texas. From Texas to here.
But they know we're the two.
Oh, we're like the two hot
cases.
Spots.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I don't know. Maybe if someone was flying to Wyoming or from Wyoming, they would be like a little more lenient.
Dude, so when I was in line, like this young guy behind me, he was maybe like 22. He was like, yeah, man, I'm about to go get a room in Vegas. It's like $500 a night. I'm like, you clearly don't care about your life. Vegas. Sir, let me tell you. Come here, son.
Vegas is messy without the corona.
Thank you.
Like, I love Vegas for a fun time, but we all know it's successful. Like, no, you will come back with something. And so people over there y'all gonna come back with COVID.
Just trying to live it up on a budget. I understand that, but my friend, where are your parents? Give me their phone number because I need to call them.
A lot of these young kids were doing that. I don't know what I was saying. When he was at work, some kids were like, yeah, we just flew in from Philly. What's there to do here? And he was like, We're
shut down. There's nothing to do.
We're on a stay at home order.
We shut down a studio.
Nothing is open. Like, no, nothing is open. What do you mean?
You can go to McDonald's. That's like, let me show you. There's
Walmart's still open.
Target.
The grocery store.
What y'all got at Philadelphia? Do you not have a Target out there?
Right. I was like, why did they come here? All the fun things are closed. Like, you're talking about what's there to do.
Apparently.
Sit at home.
Go back to your hotel room. Look at the four walls.
That's what you're going
to
be doing.
Go to Florida because they don't give a fuck and everything's open out there. It's so... Didn't Walt Disney World open? Disney World?
Yeah, girl. Disneyland's about to open.
Oh, hell no.
And y'all have a measles outbreak every damn year.
We should have eradicated the measles. Please vaccinate your fucking kids. Please. This is not how this works. Look, I understand people have to make money. I understand people have to feed their families. I get all that. But Disney is a multi-billion-dollar company.
Yeah.
You guys can afford to pay people their goddamn salaries.
While they're at home.
While they're at home, trying to stay safe with their families.
So,
this is ridiculous.
Especially since, you know, they're not opening up the studios.
Yeah,
they're not. They're only opening up the theme park, so it's like, so you letting your corporate people stay at home or your actors and all that, but you're having your frontline workers essentially go out there and weather. Y'all don't care. Y'all got y'all own ABC. Y'all own all this. Y'all can.
They own everything.
Right. Y'all own Fox now. Like y'all can afford to pay your workers money while they're, and I guess they've been doing layoffs too.
That's a damn shame. Disney shouldn't be laying off not one fucking person.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
They sure not.
How much money do you need?
Seriously. That's like Amazon doing layoffs. For what? Jeff, give your money to these people. Stop playing.
That's ridiculous. Anyways, that's another conversation for another day.
It is.
Fucking communism. It's the root of all evil.
Consumerism? I mean...
Capitalism.
Capitalism,
Did I say communism?
You said communism.
I meant capitalism, for fuck's sake.
I knew what you had meant, but then I said consumerism. I did not know.
That's
I did not mean
that's
that.
That's not right either.
That's not right. But, let's see.
So yeah, there's that. What's going on with you?
Just
so you guys know, we have actually really been missing you guys. Yes. Life is just crazy for both of us.
Yes. Of life.
Life just has been sucking very, very hard.
It's just been busy. Like, I worked all through. I'm still working, of course, like, from home. But, and then school. So,
yeah, you're still in school.
Yeah, I just finished my summer classes, but I have one summer class next weekend. And then I'm out again until the 25th. And let's see, just trying to maintain my mental health, to be honest. Like, excuse me, just with all, like, the Black Lives Matter stuff and all of us, like, in the protests. And, you know, we live in L.A., so, you know, the riots got crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And just trying to navigate those spaces while holding space for others while trying to hold space for myself, which has been really difficult because of the work I do and just how I am, I guess. And so I've just been trying to, like, maintain my mental health.
It's been very, like, it's been very mentally and emotionally draining.
Yes.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, when George Floyd was murdered, the day after, like, all that stuff came out, I was like, shit is about... I just felt like the Black community just took a huge just sigh, and we're just like, I'm fucking tired of this shit.
Yeah. That's what it was.
I felt like that's what happened.
Shit's going down now.
Yeah.
Like,
which is great. Like, I love all the protesting.
Yeah.
I love seeing people get active and stuff like that. And even though it has been emotionally draining, it's just made me think differently about... Okay, now being on this end of it, I'm like, what can I do?
Right.
How can I become part of the solution?
Right.
And uplifting the community and all that good stuff. So I have things that I want to do. I definitely want to start putting my money back into our community and try to make it a point to buy Black. So there's a website called WeBuyBlack.com.
Oh, yeah.
Go on there, check it out.
Go on there. They got everything.
There's all kind of stuff on Instagram, too. Like, if you just look... Yelp also, which they should have been done this, because I'm constantly checking, like, for Black businesses. But after all this happened, they finally added, like, a filter, I guess,
for
where,
Black,
like, they'll flag it, for Black-owned stuff. So check all that stuff out if you guys are looking for resources. I want to become a black business owner so I can put my money back into myself and into the community. I don't want to owe nobody money. I don't want to owe nobody shit.
Exactly.
So that's what I'm going to do.
Yes.
Everybody pick a lane.
And be
find
lane.
What you're
exactly.
talented at. And you don't have to do everything. Like, I'm not one
right.
for protesting. I'm sorry. I love the people who can go out there and protest, but I feel like I'm too old. I'm not too old, but especially with the pandemic, like, I live with an older person. I live with my grandma, and I got to watch out for her health.
Yeah, this has been the year. Like, I've protested, and I actually went out only once this year because... it's hard. You out there fighting one pandemic while another one's going on. And so that was my struggle this whole time. It's like, because when Mike Brown and stuff, I was out there like two, three, four protests. Like, I'm out. I'm out. But this time we went out to one. And then when we came back, I was really paranoid. I was like, everyone had their masks on, but we tried to social distance, but then we got super close.
Yeah.
And one of our friends posted something, and you know, I'm not one for, like, conspiracy theories, but he was like, don't think that, like, the enemy won't bring someone that they know is COVID positive to go infiltrate these protests. And I was thinking, like, yeah, because they already have people infiltrating, starting trouble on purpose. And so I definitely could see that happen. Mm-hmm. And so the protest that we happened to go to was with a lot of, like, non-Black allies. Mm-hmm. And so I was just like, okay.
How did you feel about that? Like, seeing, like, non-Black people out there? Because I know some people, like, get pissed off or, like, testy about it.
So, I mean, I feel like I was super with it because, mm-hmm. You know, the people that are oppressed, it's up to the oppressors to make the change. Like, mm-hmm. we could fight and we can make as much change as we want, but it's not our minds that we have to change. Right. It's not us that we have to appeal to.
We can't fix the problems that you started.
Right. Exactly. These aren't our, like, y'all need, it's not us. Yeah. Like, y'all need to get your life together. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, that's good that more people are starting to come out, mm-hmm. Because it means they're finally starting to wake up. Mm-hmm. But on the same end, I was mad because one girl, like, there were these two men of color. I think one was Black and one was, like, Latino. And they were sitting there and they were, you know, we were listening to the speaker. And this white girl walks up and she's like, oh, if you need to run, like, come down to this street. And everyone was, like, looking at her like, mm-hmm. what are you talking about? Like, running, we're literally all standing still. Like, what are you talking about? So then they were talking to her, and she was like, yeah, you know, I just set an IHOP on fire.
See?
And I was mm-mm. like, so why are you asking these two men of color to come follow you? Because she was like, well, I live down there. So that's why I'm saying for you guys to come down there. But I was like, so you're going to set something on fire, be running with these two guys. You have a place to live. And you go up in your room, but they get caught. And now they're going to go down for your bullshit.
Right. And you look the way you look.
Exactly.
You ain't and going nowhere but home.
Exactly.
See, I'm not for people burning shit down and all of that shit. Yeah. Especially if you're not a person of color. Like, yeah. Then you're just out there just to be out there at that point.
And that's what I was like. I was really mad because I was like, if you're an ally, why would you do that?
And right.
Why
you don't understand
right.
If that's what you're doing.
Right. Like, right. Like, I think she thought, like, yeah, that's showing I'm down with the cause. But now you just asked two Black and brown men to come with you. You know what that's going to look. And you're a white woman with blonde hair with these two big, tall. And they were tall. And I just thought of, even if she had good intentions. And I use air quotes because that didn't sound good intended.
That
but
sounded
whatever.
Shady as fuck.
Right. But some people could argue, well, she had good intentions. It's the privilege that she didn't even have to worry
exactly.
about her own well-being. She just thought, I'm just going to set this on fire and go about my day and talk to these Black and brown kids. And, you know, but it's their safety at the end of the day. They're going to get cornered for that and shot for that, or it's going to get blamed on them. And so I was really, that was something, like, I've been weary about as mm-hmm. far as, like, going to, like, protest with a lot of allies. I use quotes because we don't know if y'all are all allies.
Yeah.
But, like, just that, like, y'all want to start something and then y'all rope us in and then we go down for it. And so, like, I'm down for the destruction of property. I think sometimes, you know, that's the only vehicle to get your voice mm-hmm. heard, and it trust, I mean, clearly it was all over the news, so it did what it's meant to do. But my, like, my biggest takeaway from this last, like, this revolution was just to be careful to protect your own neck. Like, mm-hmm. don't do anything that you wouldn't normally do, but mm-hmm. also watch your crowd, because a lot of people, I mean, not saying any race in particular, because I heard Black people, but say this, but, like, some people are down there to protest and some people are down there just to start shit.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're starting shit, but it's not even like they're starting shit with an intention to get, like, media or to say something. Some of them are just down there.
But that could just be an inevitable consequence of
it. Well, I mean, I'm saying it's not like they're trying to start shit for a good reason.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they're just trying to start shit. Like, one of our neighbors, he's Black, and he was like, yeah, they're down there looting, like, I'm going to go down there.
For what? You trying to get a TV, dude? Like, that's not the point.
Right. It's a protest. Like, don't be coming up in here. You don't understand what's being said or being done. So don't come up in here just trying to get your little fill of free merchandise. Like, don't be doing that. So, but I know that it's been like Adelaide's store got broken into.
Mm-hmm. I remember you told us about that.
But I was not sad about that at all. But we were just talking, like, I wasn't sad about it because the company that he works for profits off of their OE dispensary, and they profit off of, you know, the lives of Black and Brown people because they're over here. They don't, they're trying to start a union. They don't treat their people well. Mm-hmm. Like, and then they haven't really done anything for the legislation to get the Black and Brown people that disproportionately make up the, you know, prison system that have gone to jail for weed. They don't do anything.
I see.
And so, like, shit.
So fuck you. You're just out here spending your money that you make off of.
Yes.
And that's how I feel too. Is like, I can be okay with like the property damage if something good comes out of it.
Right.
And also I think it just speaks to, I think we talked about this, I think it just speaks to our values.
Right.
That we value things over human life. And I get it. If you are a small business owner and it took you forever to start your business, I understand. I'm not saying I don't understand.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like, okay, we got people out here dying.
Right.
And we're trying to send a message because we're angry. And I hate when people are like, well, do it the right way. Okay.
We've been doing it.
Okay. We've been doing it. But you tell me what the right way is.
Right.
We've been taking all of these steps and nothing's been working. Exactly. Y'all don't want to listen when we're trying to kneel.
Y'all want to.
And people just really twisted that shit out of control.
They did.
Colin Kaepernick was not protesting any of the soldiers or any of that shit.
Right.
His whole thing years ago was about Black Lives Matter and about police brutality.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't like that peaceful shit. So
burn it fucking down.
This is an unnatural situation.
Right.
So what is the right thing to do? There is no right answer. We're doing what we can.
Yeah.
And we're finally seeing results. We're finally seeing results.
How do you feel about some of those results, though? Like, my thing is, why are y'all painting shit on the street? I don't want that.
I don't want, exactly. Like, it's nice.
I don't care if you want to change.
It's nice.
The master bedroom to the...
I don't give... I literally could care less about the master bedroom thing.
Fuck. It's not racist. I don't care.
The one that pissed me off was the Golden Girls one. First of all, I love the Golden Girls. Second, did you see that?
Wasn't it like a commentary on like... I thought...
It was a mud mask.
Oh.
They were wearing mud masks, and people were like, this is blackface. No, it's a fucking mud mask. The Black people love the Golden Girls. I don't know if that's really true, but...
Being afraid.
Oh. We love the Golden Girls, right? I don't give a shit about that. That's great, and I appreciate it, but that's not how... I don't give a fuck about Aunt Jemima. Right. I don't even buy that nasty-ass syrup. I don't buy that pancake mix. Exactly. I make this shit from scratch.
I just feel like a lot of people are like, okay, so...
That's just pandering.
And seriously, this fucking empty-ass thoughts, like...
Like, okay, but where are Breonna Taylor's murderers at?
Still living their lives. Where's the DA on his damn... Getting ready for his damn wedding? I bet Breonna Taylor wished she had a wedding.
Right.
Arrest
seriously.
The cops that killed Breonna Taylor.
Arrest the murderers. They're not
murderers.
Cops. They're murderers.
Murderers.
I loved Ben and Jerry's response, though, because every other fucking...
Yeah. Ben and Jerry's always been down.
They were on it.
They were like,
we need to end this systemic racism. They were, like, in it.
Yeah.
Like, immediately.
When, I think it was... Who died in Detroit?
So many.
I know. Or maybe it was when folks... There are so many, like, around the Mike Brown time.
Mm-hmm.
When protesters, I think it was Black Lives Matter, went to Mall of America,
mm-hmm.
all the stores, like, closed and locked and wouldn't, you know, help them. Mm-hmm. Ben and Jerry's was one of the only places that stayed open. And I know they've always been, like, down for really everything. They're pretty dope.
Yeah.
They're all about, like, burn it down!
Yeah, they have been down for a while.
Nah! I've been... I've just been tired of the pandering. Like, the master bedroom was the one
that was so dumb.
Pissed me off.
I was like, I literally could care less about that.
This doesn't mad.
I never walked into a master bedroom and was like, oh my God.
Because I thought makes me feel it's so, the master because it's the biggest
one. I think just the term master.
Okay. Okay, so we're not going to call it people. Master class. Like, that's just over. That's when I'm like... But I don't think anybody, I think white liberals came up with that. You know how they're always trying to talk for us. And yeah. I don't think a person of color was like, oh, traumatized.
Oh my God.
You might have been traumatized by it being called the master bedroom, but I feel like it's just, like pacifying, just trying to pacify. Like, I don't care if Black Lives Matter is on the ground.
I think it's beautiful. I think it's great. Y'all are trying to celebrate it, but at the same time, okay, cool. Where are Breonna Taylor's murders?
Exactly.
Where are they at? And that's what I care about.
Where's the legislation? That's what I want to see. I want to see the legislation. I want to see the actual... I don't want to see the
reform. I want
to
see representation.
I want to see representation. I want to see LA schools and homeless funds to get more money than the police. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they have a Tesla. I said this in the last episode. Like, LAUSD is one of the worst school districts in the country. I think it might be the 50th out of 50. I know at one point it was.
Terrible.
And we, like, I work for an organization that helps, you know, homeless folks. And just found out, like, all this funding's getting cut. And then DMH funding's also getting cut. Mm. And it's like...
I don't know why people don't understand. Maybe we shouldn't say defunding. Maybe we should say redistribute the wealth. Maybe that'll make y'all feel better. If we redistribute these resources, we won't need the cops as much. If
right.
If you redistribute that wealth into education and after-school programs, guess what? You're going to create better citizens and a better society. Instead of people you want to call criminals
right.
and haul them off to jail. These private prisons, which is also another problem.
Yep. It's a major problem, but also, like, with that, a lot of these, we need to stop, well, when we start redistributing the wealth of the Los Angeles County budget, hopefully we start seeing, like, really more mental health services, more substance abuse services, because how we rehabilitate people by putting them in jail.
Don't rehabilitate people.
Exactly. We're setting them up for failure. We're definitely showing we don't care, but it's also costing us more money mm-hmm. when if we did it right the first time, mm-hmm. we wouldn't be spending this money. Because
it
the person,
costs less money to send somebody to college than it does to send them to jail.
So how
so what the fuck are we doing?
Invest in our school.
That just, to me, just shows, like, systemic racism is real. And
yeah.
y'all just don't want to see people of color thrive because you're threatened by it.
Exactly.
How are you threatened by it? What are you so afraid of? Are you afraid something's going to be taken from you? Because somebody else can come into a position
of power?
Right. We're not... See, that's the thing. Black people aren't trying to get even with y'all. We're just trying to level the fucking playing field.
Right.
That should have been level in the first place. If we wanted to get even, then we would start stringing people up in the middle of the night for no fucking reason.
Exactly.
Y'all don't want to talk about that, do you?
Ooh.
Anyways.
Sorry, y'all.
Sorry. We've been very angry about this for a long time.
Yeah, we haven't got to share, like, our thoughts on it with you.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, thanks for listening. Oh, let's see. What else?
What else is going on? We have all the COVID stuff.
Yeah.
Just trying to stay sane with that.
We're in LA County, so we got shut down again.
Yeah.
What do you feel about these anti-maskers? Because I can't.
I don't understand it. Like,
I
can't get around the fact. Okay. I can't get around the fact that people don't believe this is real. I'm not saying the government can't pull some bullshit and this is probably man-made. I can see it.
But worldwide.
My dude.
America's doing
that. And it's like, just in case this saves somebody's life, let
right.
me put this on. Let
right.
me social distance.
Right.
Just in case it is real, let's be responsible.
Like, just in case, double check your butt when you wipe it.
Like, how, and what sources are these people to trust? People are
none.
So quick
They're
to
not.
Trust, like, YouTube.
I know, but most people do.
I don't understand.
It's so weird.
Like, is this a doctor? Have you researched their credentials?
But see, some of them are, but they're debunked, of course,
yeah.
like the vaccine article, but people want to hang on to certain things that
yeah.
have been debunked or... doctors that have gotten their doctorate stripped away for false information. People don't want to listen, like, to anything that contradicts their point.
I don't understand how this became a political thing.
I don't know. I thought the flu
was my right not to. What the fuck?
I don't
know. Fuck your right stop where my nose starts. Fuck you, put on a fucking mask, you piece of shit.
Are you going to get a mask with these hands? I got a mask for you. Can you catch? Yeah. You got a pitcher's mask? Or what is it? A catcher's mask.
A catcher's mask. I saw this meme that was, like, perfect to me. It was, like, this guy, he was, like, wearing a MAGA hat, and he was, like, I love America. I'd do anything for my country. And then it's just, like, a hand just handing him a mask. Yeah. Like, can you just please just wear this? And then he's just, like, sweating. He's looking at the mask. Yeah. He's like, I can't do it. What the fuck is wrong with you guys? Can someone explain this logic to me, this country you love so much?
I am laughing because the universe has been giving folks, like, instant irony and instant karma. Like, there was a senator or something that was calling it, like, the scamdemic. Somebody. What was his name? I can't remember, but I just read it in the news.
I'll look it up.
And
He said scamdemic?
Yeah, okay. that's what the Trumpies are calling it.
The Trumpies. I like that.
The Trumpies. But he was like, it's a hoax. And then he just got it, or his son just got it. And he was like, pray for him.
Okay.
Did you find it?
No, nobody specific comes up. There's just all these articles about scamdemic.
Oh, like, tell us about some of those. That's probably what they're...
There's one lady, scamdemic woman's checkpoint stunt slammed. These scamdemic skeptics want to sell you a mask. I'm not understanding.
Oh, yeah, there's people that say... dang, there's just a lot.
Like, okay, cool. You want to call this a scam? Go and talk to some of the fucking healthcare workers. Go tell a nurse who's been working a 12-hour shift to her face that you don't believe this shit is real.
Exactly. Ohio man who disparaged lockdown measures on Facebook dies of coronavirus. It's just weird because there's actually a few that I can, like, pull up. So if you guys want to see a person that denied corona was a thing and then passed away or got sick... there's tons of articles.
Well, there was, like, all those kids in Florida who went to spring break.
Yeah. And it's just wild how it's, like, instant irony. And I feel like only a few have been, like, actually, like, oh, I was wrong.
Right.
Some are just doubling down. And I'm like, but you're like, no. COVID right now.
Like, you have the disease. You tested positive. You have the symptoms. No, I don't have it. This is normal.
What
the fuck?
That's, yeah. I don't think I've seen, well, at the beginning, I saw some people that were trying to get away with, like, going into places without masks, and then they were, like, stopped, and then they put it on.
It's still happening. We're getting so, I feel like the Karens are, like, really, they're off the chain right now.
Off the handle. But I'm seeing, I saw on Kevin on stage, he's
like, I love him.
Did you
so
see?
Funny.
He duetted. Or he gave his commentary on these two black women, and they're saying, like, if you're Christian, you don't have to wear a mask. I couldn't stomach that video.
I couldn't stomach it.
She's like, it's a tool of the enemy. You know that God's blood covers.
Is that the same lady who was crossing out the Black Lives Matter in the street?
No. This was a black person.
No, she was black, too.
What?
This black lady got on her hands and knees with black paint. I forgot where it was. And she was like... She was saying something about God and Christianity while she was doing it. I couldn't really understand her because she wasn't making sense. Girl.
I gotta look it up.
Look that up and then tell me about the Kev on stage video.
Okay.
Or I'll look that up and you tell me about the Kev on stage video.
So, well, he was like saying, he was just like, so wait, I don't have to wear this mask if I'm a Christian. And they were just going off about how... you know, that means you don't truly believe in God if you wear a mask. And I was like, what?
Jesus Christ. Oh, there are white people doing it too, of course.
Yeah, and that was in San Francisco. There's been a few. There's been a lot.
That doesn't surprise me.
Like,
oh, here she is.
Breaking news tonight, the Black Lives Matter mural on Fifth Avenue vandalized.
Is this in New York?
She said on Fifth Avenue. Hang on, you gotta see this crazy shit. Sorry, guys, we're... We're looking at this. I'm showing Cece this video. This black woman defacing the Black Lives Matter. Probably like an All Lives Matter person.
Black paint on the mural in Midtown this afternoon. It's the third time that mural has been vandalized in less than 1 week. CBS 2.
Oh yeah, this is in New York.
Trump Tower with the latest. Nick.
That's crazy.
Jessica, that fresh paint is now starting to dry on Fifth Avenue. It's been several hours since this happened, and still the paint has not been cleaned up.
But you want to defund the police for black people.
Another day, another vandalism of the Black Lives mm-hmm. Matter mural outside Trump Tower. The woman seen on video this afternoon pouring black paint on the mural and calling for the city to, quote, refund the police, end quote. The scene turned chaotic as police officers tried to arrest the woman, but she apparently resisted.
Oh, she cut
to the ground on Fifth Avenue, injuring his shoulder and writhing in pain. This is watching the frenzy unfold.
It seemed like he slipped on the
paint.
I felt so bad for him. I was like, dude is just out here trying to do his job and get this lady like to calm down.
Another woman was also arrested for the incident. It's the third time in less than a week the mural has been vandalized. On Friday, a woman wearing an All Lives Matter shirt poured blue paint on the mural. Three people were arrested for that incident.
Oh, this is
searching for the man who splattered red paint on the mural on Monday.
See, like, why are y'all so threatened by this? I don't understand. Like, I don't give a shit about it. Like, the street's being painted. But now that it's there, I want it to stay.
Yeah.
And it's like, why are y'all so threatened? Because we're just saying that our lives matter.
Right. That was weird. I don't...
That just because you paint over it doesn't make it any less true.
Right. And this was a black person. And the second one was a black person and a white girl.
I'm so confused. Can someone please explain to me these people who do not, black people who do not agree with the phrase Black Lives Matter? Can someone, because we're just saying that our lives matter. We're not saying they're not more important than anybody else. We're saying that our house is on fire and we need the fire department here now.
Please.
Please don't go check on other houses before you come to my house.
Fine. But we also would like our house to be fine.
Right. That's like the perfect metaphor. I don't know how else to simplify it.
Yeah. It's really good.
Yeah. It's fucking weird.
It's really good. And it doesn't, people are like, does it? It only matters when it comes to a white person shooting a black person. That's not even why. It actually always, it always matters. But we're saying it, why it's in particular for like when the cops kill black people is because y'all shouldn't be killing people for nothing. Mm-hmm.
At such high rates. Ridiculously high rates.
Like, you're not allowed to be the judge, jury, and executioner.
Amen.
So that's why it's extreme. You got that ring?
Judge, jury, executioner. Okay.
I like that. That was a vibe. Judge, jury, executioner. Wow.
Beats by CC and Voodoo.
Yeah. Let's see. What else?
What else is going on?
It's been.
Oh!
What?
We haven't touched on the entanglement. Do you have any thoughts on this?
I do.
Okay. Tell me your thoughts. Because. Tell me your thoughts first and I'll tell you mine.
Okay. First off.
If you haven't heard, you want to recap?
Yes. Basically. Yeah. August Alessina?
Sure.
Went on the Breakfast Club and ran his mouth about stuff he had no business running his mouth about, aka his relationship with Jada and how Will knew. So if Will knew, why did you feel the need to run your mouth? What happens in your sheets don't need to be all over the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then Jada, you know, she was like, oh my God. She took herself to the red table talk and said that she had
an entanglement.
Entanglement. Do, do, do. And the memes, the internet's lost.
Oh,
it.
The internet does not care. Y'all need a hobby. Everybody needs to go read a fucking book.
Read a fucking book.
We can all be reading a book right now.
My thoughts, first off, I am not with people. I mean, it's funny I say this, but my business is all over the internet, but that's with That's what consent,
people you know.
And it's with, I mean, my partner said consented to, I can share my sex life.
Mm.
But if I was in a throuple or whatever, and all the parties knew about the situation,
mm-hmm.
I don't think it would be my business. It would be our collective business together, but it would not be for me to just come out and out these people. That's what I felt like they were, like, outed.
Yeah.
Because now people are like, oh, you know, they've always, from what I heard, they've been an open couple. They've had open relationship for a while. Of course, that's the rumors around Black Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought it was very inappropriate for him to come out and be like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, Will lets me fuck his
it's
bitch.
Like, why are you bringing up old shit, first of all?
First of all.
From what it sounded like, because I watched the Red Table Talk thing,
mm-hmm.
and from what it sounded like, this happened not that long ago. JD was trying to make it sound like it happened
right.
years ago.
But it wasn't this year.
It was like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, some time has passed since then. So it's been over.
Right.
From what it sounds like. So why are you bringing up old shit, dude?
He's like, well, I was just hurt.
That's for you. Okay, first of all, my personal opinion, it's nobody's fucking business.
Right.
It's not my business. Your business, it's their business. If they want to swing, if they want to do
hey,
whatever the fuck they want to
do. Their shit.
As long as they're happy, they're two consenting adults.
Exactly.
They together, they have a family.
Right.
Why do we care? But whatever, we're here talking about it. Because homeboy felt like he needed to open his mouth about it.
And I feel like if he was going to do that, then he should have even entered into the relationship. Because
mm-hmm.
she's telling you, like, I have a husband. They might have been broken up, but you knew she had a husband.
She had a husband.
Her husband was
right.
like, yeah, that's my wife, but right now we're broken up, so what y'all do is what y'all do or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you knew she had a husband.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think? She was going to leave him for you?
Husband and her family.
Right. And I feel like he did that out of spite, like on some revenge type shit, because then someone called Keke Palmer out because I guess Keke Palmer had posted a picture with August. And a few years ago, I guess there was like rumors that they were talking or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or a little bit ago. And so she was like, he was never my man. And he was like, yeah. Then he got like super like defensive and was like, yeah, that's why you'd be checking up on my Instagram all the time. And I was just like,
yeah.
I feel like he's doing a lot of stuff out of spite.
Mm-hmm.
Because it didn't turn out the way he wanted them to.
Okay.
Like, his situations. And I know that, you know, he has a long... He's came a long way, but he also has a long way to go as far as, like, his boundaries and getting his self together. Because
mm-hmm.
I know Jada helped with a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm with you. Number one, I hated the memes talking about entanglement. Because I was like, they were broken up, so stop
right.
acting like... Stop acting like she
I
did
just,
something bad. She didn't.
And I honestly, like, it's nobody's business to judge it. Like, I felt bad. They felt like they owed people
right.
an explanation.
Right.
They don't owe us shit. Like,
exactly.
It's entertaining, but it's not my business.
I feel bad because they've always been private, but then ever since this Red Table Talk, it feels
they've been
like
under more scrutiny.
Yeah, and they've opened up themselves a lot to a
yeah,
lot of stuff.
Like, they're nice enough to, like, put a lot of their issues out there. It's for their benefit, but it's also for our entertainment. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, hopefully people are watching these and getting little nuggets of wisdom. Because I watch it. For the most part, I've seen, like, all of the videos. And they're good. Like, there's a lot of, like, it's good to see, like, different generations
right.
talking about the things they talk about. So, there's something for everybody
mm-hmm.
to get out of them. But that's not our business.
It's not.
They're making a choice to share with us. We should try to respect it.
Right.
You know, when people... And it's the same thing with this whole Kanye thing. Like, Kanye... He... Look, y'all. Kanye has been a mess for a long time. I hate to call him a mess, but even before he was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, he was a mess. Maybe...
Kanye West is narcissistic as well.
He's very narcissistic. I feel bad for him. I don't feel like we should be making his life a spectacle. And he's making it a spectacle himself.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying.
He puts himself out there.
But we shouldn't be
that.
Adding on to it and commenting on it. Because it's like, he needs help.
He does. But he also is actively denying help. And he's putting himself on the forefront.
Yeah.
I don't agree with, like, talking. I try not to talk about him, especially since I know that he's bipolar, so it's like
mm-hmm.
it's sad. But also, he was anti-black and fucking misogynistic before he got diagnosed. And so it's like, this is a, unfortunately, I feel like this is a character flaw. I don't think, I mean, yes, his highs and his lows are his bipolarness, but these words that are coming out of his head, this ain't the mental illness. This is how he truly feels.
And I think he's gotten to this point because he has nothing but yes men around him. I don't think he has any real friends checking up on him. I think I can't speak on his relationship with his wife because I don't know them. I'm just gonna stay away from that. But and it's sad because I feel like ever since his mom passed away, that's when I've noticed. And it's like watching a genius just turn into a madman. I loved Kanye. Like, you couldn't tell me shit. From College Dropout, even I'll give you From College Dropout up to my Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
That's my favorite album.
Fucking beautiful. And this man gave us so much. And it's like Kendrick brought this up in one of his albums on the Pimp a Butterfly. He in a song he talks about, when shit hits the fan, are you still a fan?
Right.
Like, are you gonna still be there for that artist who gave you so much?
Right.
Or are you just gonna turn your back and just talk shit about him? So I try to be a little bit more conscientious of that, especially when it's an artist like Kanye or like Kendrick or J. Cole that I love with all my heart. When I hear shit, I'm like, okay, how true is this? Like,
right.
How much is this sensationalized? And look at them as a human being versus just being, you know, a celebrity and being on a different planet than us.
I think that's really what's fucked us up. Because I was saying that about... What was I saying that about? I was talking to Adewale, and it might have been like when Doja Cat did her little stunt, and
what did she do? I barely know who that is.
So I was
not trying to throw shade.
No,
I was old and I don't know.
It's I feel like she just recently blew up, but she's the girl that sings Juicy Juice. I keep that juicy fruit. She's cute. Basically, she's a light-skinned girl with big butt.
Okay.
Her dad is, like, a famous actor, but she doesn't have a good relationship with him or whatever. And her mom's, like, a Jewish white woman from over here.
Okay.
Well, this bitch. So, she basically has been going on, like, alt-right chat sites and lets them call her, like, the N-word.
What?
And, yeah, and so she got... And then she was saying how she didn't like being black. And she had already admitted to this, but not to that extent. Like, she just says she'd be in the chat rooms. And mind you, this is current. This is, as she's a celebrity, like
today.
Like, last, like, January.
Wow.
Probably. So... She had just said, like, in an interview in December, like, yeah, I like to go into these weird chats, and I just, like, I probably shouldn't be in there, but I just do weird things. But no one thought about it until, I guess, someone had leaked the Tiny chat and, like, recorded it. And then, you know, everyone was like, cancel Doja. And then some little kid wrote, like, I'm sorry, Doja, or we're sorry, Doja, because she was like, no, that's not what happened. But... She's already admitted to it. And this is video, sis. How she was like, she gave like a half-assed remark.
Mm-hmm.
She was saying like she doesn't really want to work with black people. And the only good thing that came from her being mixed was that she's light-skinned and has a big butt.
Wow.
And she was like, oh, I was going through something. And I think people, instead of holding her accountable, they were like, oh, like, we're sorry. And I'm like,
what are you sorry for?
Holding
yeah.
someone accountable for their words? I'm not sorry that I held you. I mean, I don't want to, like, create an angry mob. But if you said these things, I'm going to hold you accountable.
Mm-hmm.
And people were like, oh, no, I'm sorry. And I was like, I fucking hate you guys. So for jumping to conclusions, I'm like, no, there's been proof, and it's not jumping to conclusions.
Mm-hmm.
You jumped to the right assumption, and then she gave y'all a half-assed apology.
Oh, and then you want to backpedal.
And then you want to
like,
backpedal.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
But I was telling Adelaide, like, it's funny, like, I say all this to say, it's funny because people were taking it, like, so hard. Like, it was hard for me to delete her music because I do like her music. It's very fun. And I'm tired of hearing the same things on the radio, and it was new, but I deleted it. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to start that cycle of just letting you say problematic stuff. But some people were taking it really hard. Like, she personally hurt them. And I was like, I feel like people that were fans. And I was like, it's because you put this person on a pedestal.
Yeah.
Like, people can make mistakes.
Yeah.
Stop putting them on a pedestal. Like, they shouldn't make any mistakes. And now they just, how could you do this to your fans and do this to me? I can do shit to you. I don't fucking know you.
I don't know you, man. I definitely don't believe in cancel culture. And I think that's part of the problem is that right there. Like, putting people on a pedestal, that means that you have these high expectations. They're still a fucking human being.
Exactly.
I just, you don't leave room for people to grow.
Right.
Like, she sounds like she's young. I feel bad for it. Sounds, I'm not trying to dismiss it, but it sounds like she has like a lot of self-hatred issues.
She does. And that's
and
one
she
thing.
Needs help.
Yeah, like, that's one thing I was like, that sucks because that means the person in her life.
Someone showed that to her.
Yeah, and told her like the only good thing about you being
is you're
like,
white. Or
yeah.
You're half, I'm assuming she's half white.
Yeah, she's half white. Okay. And so I felt bad, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to dismiss myself from her because I don't want to support her. But I'm like, I'm always on the fence about cancel culture because sometimes I'm like, you canceled that person for nothing.
Yeah.
And we talked about this, like how I feel like it's not, definitely not evenly distributed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love Family Guy.
Love it to death.
Like, I've seen every single episode, and it's so offensive, but it's hilarious.
Sometimes you just want to fucking laugh.
Right. But it's funny. I just think, and I'm not saying this to call out Family Guy or to people who don't want to cancel Family Guy. I don't want to cancel Family Guy.
Don't add us.
Right? Right. I'm just saying it's funny because as offensive stuff they said,
mm-hmm.
we don't see that same, like...
Yeah. We don't want to punish them.
Yeah, we don't see that same energy on them. But when another celebrity says something,
mm-hmm.
we're, oh, how could you?
I think it's because people maybe want to try to make a separation between, like, something like Family Guy versus, like, an individual's own opinions and thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So this is, like, a collective bunch of people who are just, like, comedy writers or whatever. Oh, my God. They just write comedy. And comedy, like, allows us to talk about different shit.
Right.
I love comedy. I feel like a joke is a fucking joke.
Yeah.
It's really hard for me to get offended by a joke, even if it's racist or whatever. After we're done laughing, we're gonna talk about it.
Right.
Like, okay, cool. I think that's a beautiful thing. Some people don't feel that way.
Right.
But I can see the distinction between, okay, let's cancel Family Guy and, like, okay, let's cancel Doja Cat.
But see, my thing is, they canceled, you know, they killed off Apu.
Yeah,
because
of
the
white
racist.
Guy. Yeah.
But then they're like, Family Guy had a whole ass blackface episode.
Right.
And no one said anything.
No one said anything. And part of it is the time, too. Like, what season
was
that?
Recently.
That was recent? Oh, shit.
It was a police shooting
episode. Oh, shit.
It's hilarious. But
that's fine if it's funny.
It's very funny, but it's kind of like... It's like a commentary. I guess that's why a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Because it's like a commentary on it. But then kids were calling for Tropic Thunder to be canceled.
My dude.
And we talked
about... That was a whole ass satire. Like, that's what it was. He was making fun of me.
I'm a dude pretending to be a dude dressed as another dude.
Right. Like, it was... If you don't understand that, then you need to go read some Canterbury Tales, because that was all satire.
It was very satire.
Yeah, it's a fucking cartoon, my dude. Like,
yeah,
you know, it's not real people. It's not real life.
I guess.
But that's just my excuse, maybe because I love Family Guy and I'm just
no,
trying to
I love
it.
Family Guy. I don't know. I just feel like we just pick and choose. And it's like,
well, that's not fair that we just pick and choose.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But I feel like accountability is part of growth.
Yeah.
So you do need to hold people accountable.
You do.
But that doesn't mean that you cancel them and you say, well, you can no longer be a celebrity or, you know what I mean, be part of our society. You got to be an other now because you made a mistake or you have a belief that may not have even come from you. Like the things Doja Cat is saying, it sounds like it's come from, like you said, it's come from people around her or other people. And she doesn't, you know, internalized racism is real. I know I've dealt with that. Yeah. So.
I don't know. Because it's like, I feel like some people got to be canceled, but then I also feel like,
Brock Turner. Is that his name?
The
rapist?
Yes.
You are canceled. You should have been canceled. You should be in jail right now getting what you deserve. I'm going to leave it at that. You should be in jail. People like that.
Yes.
Absolutely cancel him. Yeah. He got caught red-handed raping someone who was not even conscious.
Yes. And he got 6 months.
6 months. Because he has potential.
He has potential. They don't want
to ruin his life because he's white and comes from a rich family.
Exactly.
Because if Brock Turner was black. Really? Really? No, we don't have an iPhone.
Fuck.
Oh my God.
I don't know if you guys can hear my neighbors. Are hilarious.
Well,
it's very weird.
Okay. Well.
Anyways.
Fuck is going on? Can we tell them this is quiet? Like, we need an hour of quiet time.
Excuse me.
That's what we're going to do next time. Okay.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
Anyways, that's
here's,
all we've been up to.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Here's the good.
Here's the
good
announcement.
Stuff.
So. That you've all been waiting for, or you fast-forwarded through our episode, which shame on you.
Yeah.
For not listening to our thoughts and feelings.
We're humans, too.
We're human beings, too. Don't cancel me.
Okay. So, okay. First of all, we know we owe some of y'all t-shirts. We know. I know. We owe you guys t-shirts, and they are coming. So, we are going to get you guys your t-shirts. I promise for real this time.
For real. For
and
real
then
real.
We also,
oh, yeah, yeah,
oh, you know what? I know what I'm going to do as far as that.
Okay.
We want to do a t-shirt contest. So we're going to, here's what you have to do to enter the contest. All you have to do is one, if you're not already, we know y'all are listening. So you can do this. Follow us on Instagram at Afterglow Podcast. We're going to post an announcement for this giveaway
okay.
for this contest. Tag 3 people and you will be entered to win a t-shirt. We're gonna pick 5 people at random. So we're gonna do probably like a little video reminder. We're gonna give you guys until our next episode comes out to do this. So that's your deadline.
So let's see. I'll give you the
give the date. Because is this episode coming out Monday or
the
next 20, Monday?
Yeah, the 27th. Okay, cool. So you have until the 3rd.
You have until the 3rd. Okay, we will post a reminder. Thank you guys for listening.
Thanks, guys.
We're going to try not to be so MIA. We'll see how it goes.
We'll see.
Okay, bye.
Bye.